When high school students get into fights, they're usually suspended or expelled, and their absences can affect everyone left behind in the classroom. It's one of the lessons learned by a first-year teacher at Madison Park Technical Vocational High School in Boston. In an ongoing series of Edify reports, WBUR is checking in with teacher Daryl Anon to find out how his first year is going. WBUR's Tanya Mosley has this update from his classroom.
Yay. Love you guys. Love you guys. Keep it up. Heads up.
It's just after 10 in the morning, and this sophomore history class is about to start. Daryl Anon hangs out at the door, greeting students as they enter the room.
Ah, what you doing here, huh?
Sophomore Axel Vasquez sneaks by, throws his backpack on an empty table, and without saying a word, picks up a piece of chalk and writes the date on the board. Anon looks over and gives Vasquez a nod of affirmation.
I don't ever write the date on my board because I know that's one of Axel's things and part of his comfort level in the class to share and hopefully to enjoy the classes, to know that he has space to do that.
Each day, 16-year-old Vasquez sits at a table by himself, and he prefers to watch as his classmates get into a lively discussion with Anon about prohibition and women's suffrage.
Who makes laws?
The president. The government.
President, the legislative branch, politicians have a hand involved.
Mm-hmm.
And who do politicians listen to?
People.
The people who...
Oh, we didn't have no rights.
You didn't have no rights.
I don't get no rights.
Women's suffrage is still going on here, okay?
Vasquez laughs at Anon's punchlines.
You can learn a lot of stuff in here. He's very clear with all his stuff.
There are more empty seats here than usual on this day. A few of the students are out, suspended after a nasty fight. And the kids who were involved are the glue, Anon says, that binds this class. Their absence has an impact on their classmates, especially Vasquez.
Yeah, one of the students that isn't in today, is really important for him just to be encouraged to participate. She's one of his most vocal supporters, so having her out, the dynamic changes with Axel as well. And there are a number of students that sort of use each other as springboards to take their own ideas off and to vocalize what they're feeling and express themselves. So when one is out, it really does change the class for everybody that's in that day.
You can't control what happens outside the classroom. This is the biggest lesson Anon is learning as a first-year teacher. The fight involving some of his brightest students brought that to light. And then there was the talk he had the other day with a student who was being disruptive.
I said, you know, I'm going to have to call home. And the response was like, well, go ahead, because I'm in a foster home as of today, so I don't really know who you're going to reach if you call that number, and I don't think whoever you do reach is really going to change anything right now. And that's just sort of the reality of some of the students.
This reality, while difficult, is also part of the reason Anon chose to teach at Madison Park. While it is among the lowest achieving schools in the state, Anon thinks he can make a difference.
One of my English language learners got 100 on a relatively intensive cumulative assessment, and that was huge for me.
Anon tried a different teaching approach after the student told him he had trouble recalling information. He believes maybe this change was the breakthrough this student needed. Class is over, and Axel Vasquez walks over to the chalkboard again, this time to write a plea to bring back his classmate, the one suspended for fighting. Anon responds the best way he knows how.
I want her back too.
No,
great student.
Anybody had to be her, though.
We are not in control of these things.
We are not in control of these things, says Anon. This is a message not only to his students, but also to himself, as he strives to be the teacher his students need and want him to be this first year at Madison Park. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Special funding for Edify provided by Lesley University, where creativity empowers teachers to inspire future generations. Explore undergraduate and graduate programs in education at lesley.edu.